You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. DJ Cecil loved spending his childhood days in Sacramento, listening to all sorts of music, from jazz and hip-hop to gospel. Once his father became a minister, he wasn't always allowed to listen to secular music. But after moving to Santa Cruz for college, he developed a passion for DJing. Now he's based in Oakland, spinning sounds on dance floors from the Bay Area to overseas. In this next segment, DJ Cecil tells KALW's Janae Darden how he found his personal freedom at the turntable.
I came up very proper, and music was an outlet for me in a lot of ways. I was really a big hip-hop jazz kind of kid.
Okay, like Gangstar.
Yeah, I was like Gangstar, yeah. The Roots, yeah. I've loved and worshipped. Like, mm-hmm. It was like, I listened to a lot of Far Side, yeah. You know, Souls of Mischief and all that kind of stuff. That's where I was. And then my dad was into jazz, and my mom, she grew up in the South, Natchez, Mississippi, and so she came with a lot of blues, but because yes. My dad was very church, I grew up in Sacramento, and so the family's California, but mm-hmm. My dad was like, that's devil music. So I have all these blues records and belly dancing records that came with my mom, but they just disappeared out of my childhood because there was this thing that's devil music. Mm-hmm. But we still had those overtones in the house. Before I left home, I had started playing with a local hip-hop jazz band called Attic Merchants. And I took that even after I left and I moved to the Bay to go to college. And I continued doing that or trying to be in that band. And eventually I had to drop it just because I couldn't keep up with school and be going back and forth between Sacramento and, you know, Santa Cruz or wherever we could find a place to gig, right? That was a big part of my teenage years. I was not a popular kid, but the one place where I could shine and also could kind of get away from just like the strictness of, of my childhood was to kind of go out and play music. When I moved from Sacramento to the Bay, I had given up playing in the hip hop band and was kind of like, oh man, this hurts. This is the longest I've been without having a musical thing that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But I was still going into music. And one of my fellow designers at the time, who was actually a great local DJ Dadon, mm-hmm. he forced me, kind of strong-armed me into going to one of the local house music stores, like a vinyl shop, record store.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I don't want to be here. Can we go to this other one? Let's go to Amoeba. Let's go somewhere where I can find some music that I like. And so we go, and I remember the first record I put on, it was Monique Bingham. She was in this group called Abstract Truth, and the song was called Get Another Plan. And I put the needle in the record. My mind was immediately blown because I was listening to something that sounded like something that I should be listening to, but this was not part of my musical DNA. And then I was like, oh, this is cool. And that even wasn't quite a house track. It was a little drum and bassy, but it had a very house vibe. And then I grabbed another record off the wall. Next record was amazing. And then I just kind of, over 2 weeks, lost my mind. And by the end of it, I had bought all these records. I bought turntables. I bought a mixer. I sunk thousands of dollars.
Wow.
And I couldn't DJ. It was that was a weird thing. So I get home, I'm listening to records, and I was like, okay, I want to play this. I started going to all these parties in San Francisco. There was local DJ David Harness was super influential because I would go every Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. I would get off work, run to the city, and dance until they closed the club at 2 o'clock in the morning, get up and go to work the next day. But for me, I was like, it was the first time I had gone and I could just dance and be happy. And it wasn't about trying to meet anyone. And I was just finding all this great music, and I started finding things that had all these Afro-Latin inspirations in it. I started learning more about where the music came from. I was like, oh, this is like the forefathers of this sound, right? A lot of them are black.
I was going to mention that because I know there's been a discussion online about how house music, people don't realize that house music came from black folks. And some of the founding folks of house music have been erased. Yeah. But it's black music. It came from black artists.
Yeah. And where I was coming from, people were like, that's not black music.
Right, and that's what I used to hear. That's what I used to hear. Just like we used to hear rock music. Rock music, mm-hmm. but rock music came from black folks, yeah. you know? Yeah. And black people helped build country music.
Yeah. I play predominantly Afro-Latin house mm-hmm. and a lot of underground dance music. You know, I just buckled down and it was a painful few months because I was like, I spent thousands of dollars, but I need, so I'm going to try to figure out how to do this. And I just started DJing. I didn't even care about my name getting out there. There's an old flyer that people used to tease me about where I listed myself as DJ Dadon's friend. Like, I was like, nobody knows who I am. My whole thing became, I want to share this music with the community that I'm part of. I love showing up and being like, I have no idea what I'm going to play, and just going in, yeah. right? And kind of seeing what's going to work with the crowd.
So it's funny because you're a cross between analog and digital.
Yeah. I've always been quick to adopt digital stuff, but I love analog as well. I love the look, the feel. There are a lot of nice things that come with the analog stuff. So, I don't know. I'm somewhere in between. I'm a hybrid. A lot of my early edits or remixes were things that you couldn't really play in the club. And I was like, this is a beautiful song. My friends don't know this song. Let me remix it so that I can go dance and we can all go dance to it. And so that's always been the focus. I never thought it would actually get me anywhere though.
How do you find these underground songs? Is it just...
digging? That's the hard work of being a DJ, is actually going out, spending a ton of time listening to music, weeding through all the garbage, finding the gems, and then putting it out there for other people that don't have the time to do it mm-hmm. to hear. I think that's the value of a DJ. And if you find a DJ that plays music that you love and is finding things that you love, like, that's priceless.
That was DJ Cecil speaking with KALW's Janae Darden.